flipping the whole shit.
Wednesday, Parshas Vayetzeh Shir El Ches. Was that Yossi?
Oh, that was perfect.
Wednesday, Parshas Vayetzeh Shir El Ches. Too bad on you.
And there it is.
where's Kunstler? Who's Baruch's first day of Jerusalem?
What's
your
name? Is Tarish.
What? No jokes. Where's
the drive? Sure. You tell me. Huh? I know, over there. Yeah. No, not now.
Everybody said we're setting a very bad precedent for Ozzy. Just everyone should know, we start here at 12:15 and sharp. 12:15 sharp. So this is not. This doesn't happen here. This shouldn't be happening. We're setting a bad precedent for ourselves. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was here.
Oi, Tata Zisra, I wasn't feeling so well yesterday and the day before that. I don't know if you all noticed that. I was a little low on the energy, so I apologize about that. But very excited to feel like I'm, I got energy. So if I overdo it a little today, please accept my apologies in advance. I'll take another one. 5 minutes ago.
What?
5 minutes ago.
Why?
Look at the clock. Look at the clock. It's embarrassing. Okay, everybody said we might end up missing a little bit of lunch. I mean, I don't want to do that. I also want to eat lunch, like a mensch. But, but we got to get started on time. We got a lot of work to do, my friends. Let's go. Zok tehele gigim mode. Amar shmur bayitzchok loishanu ela mitakonas Ezra va'elech. This that we said is only from Takonas Ezra va'elech. However, before Takonas Ezra, another one. You have one?
I have
it. Oh, you want this one?
Yeah.
I have
this
one.
This one.
You have a pen?
That one.
You can pass it forward. Anyone needs a pen? This that it says in the Mishnah, but state in Mishnah that the Basula Nisses Nyoim, anyone, V.E., is only Mitakonis Ezra Ve'elach, Shane Batidinim Kvuyim Ela, Besheni Vechamishi, I will claim him Takonis Ezra Shabatidim Kvuyim Bechol Yoim, Ishanis Bechol Yoim. So Rabbi is like, to Zion Claw, the Takonis Ezra happened when in history? It's an easy answer to that question.
When Ezra was around.
By Shani, excellent. Okay. When Ezra was around. The takana of our Mishnah is not at the same time. The takana of Ezra is the takana about Bezdin. That takana we saw in Rashi on Daf, Beis Amid Alf, was together with how many other takanas that Ezra made? 10. If you want to know what they were, look over there. Okay, but I'll call pun, and those 10 takanas were made together. That has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Well, I shouldn't say nothing to do with our Mishnah. That is what triggered our Mishnah, perhaps. But that takana is a standalone takana with 9 other things, which is Bezin sits on Monday and Thursday. But that was only then. Avol! However, Zok the Helegi Gemara, Avol, Koinim Takonis Ezra Shavadin Kuvim Bechol Yoim, Isha Nisis Bechol Yoim. Zok the Gemara, Kodim Takanas Ezra might have a habit. What happened before Takanas Ezra? Who cares what happened? Hachikami Iika, but in Kubun, Ha'idna, Kodim Takanas Ezra, Isha Nisses Bechol Yom. Is Medaik the Paradise Yosef? Why do we say in the Gemara, Isha Nisses Bechol Yom? They're talking about our Mishnah, Paradise Yosef, Ben Shem the Ados, Gos Radal. It's the Mishnah is talking about Besula. How does the Mishnah start? Besula Nisses Liyoyim Ha'revi'i. So what should it say? It say Kodim Takanas Ezra, Besula Nisses Bechol Yoyim. Why does it say Isha Nisses Bechol Yoyim? Why do you change the language from Besula to Isha? Well, why we should just say Besula Nisses Bechol Yoyim. Zok the Paradis Yitzchak, Moira Dikra Boisai, based on what we said yesterday, that once there's no takana for a besula, and a besula gets married on any day she wants, what day does an almana get married on? Also any day she wants. So now what are we saying? We're saying that Isha Nisses, or any woman gets married whenever she wants, not just a besula. This is not like what we saw in Toysis, because Toysis is bothered. If a besula doesn't have to get married on Wednesday, why does she get married the same day as an almana? We said, what are you talking about? Once there's no takana for a besula, there's also no takana for almana, based on, who do we say, which Rishon we base this on? The Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam seems to say the whole takana of almana is an outgrowth, or if it's even a takana bechlal, of a besula. So that's why once there's no more takana for a besula, Isha nisei s'bechol yoyim, Isha, besula, almana, anyone. Haftar a fella, very meduik in the Gemara that way. Says the Gemara, Koidim Takanas Ezra might have a habit. Who cares what happens Koidim Takanas? This is not a history book. So what are you telling me what happened before Takanas Ezra? Who cares? Says the Gemara, Yika batidinim kavum ha'idna. Kikoidim Takanas Ezra, Isha nisis b'chol yon. So what was the idea of Takanas Ezra, my friends? Why did Ezra make his Takana? We saw yesterday three pshatim. Well, in other words, Ezra beforehand, Bezin seemed to have said every day, and Ezra said, no, only sit on Mondays and Thursdays. What's the reason? So one pshat we saw from the Shita is that it was a zilzal. A zilzal for who? Sefer Torah. The zilzal for Sefer Torah is, well, you're taking out the Sefer Torah every single day, you don't need it. You can take it out for one Shavu on Sunday, for another Shavu on Monday, two Shavuos on Tuesday. Better make it Mondays and Thursdays. Anyone that makes the Shavu comes out Mondays and Thursdays. Bezin's only sitting Mondays and Thursdays. In other words, what is Ezra coming to do? He's coming to shrink the amount of times that we're sitting. And what's the tikkun? Is it making it better for the Balei Dinim? No, it's better for Bezin. Sefer Torah. That's one pshat, which really the Shishi didn't like. The other two pshatim that we saw, one pshat is Rabbeinu Tam, is that up until then they were sitting sporadically. When did they sit? What does it mean, the Chol Yoyim? Not any particular day. Did they sit every Sunday? No. Every Monday? No. Did they sit any day more than any other day? No. So when you came, you're going to know there's going to be a Bezin, you have to pull together a Bezin, you're going to have to, it was erratic, and it was not efficient. Sporadic, erratic, not efficient. So in order to make it efficient, what did Ezra do? Mondays and Thursdays. He made it efficient, Mondays and Thursdays. It's not sufficient. You want to go to Bezdin? Do you know you're going to get a Bezdin? Yes. So did he make a tikkun for the Balei Din? Is it better for Balei Din? Yes. They know they can get a Bezdin. Boom, you go to Bezdin, you got it. And the other shot from the Re is that up until then, when did they sit? They sat every single day. Where? In big cities. And Ezra was misakin that in every city they should sit Mondays and Thursdays. So now, what about the big cities? So we said, I don't know if he touched the big cities. Maybe the big cities, either they stopped on their own sitting every day because they didn't need it anymore. Why not? Because no one's coming anyway. Because why did they have to say, why did everyone have to, why did Bez have to sit in Lakewood every day? Because you had Jackson, Tom's River, Brick, and all the other things going on around them. And now the Tom's River is going to have its own Bezdin. So then now Lakewood's whatever. Anyway, enough dinator over there. But the point is that, was this a tikkun? This was also a tikkun. So I said, I have a question. How, I asked this question to Reb Shalom and Achim Ogle this morning. So how could we, who undid the takana of Ezra? I'm not talking about our Mishnah. I'm talking about a Gemara and Baba Kama. Ezra said, long, long time ago, Bezin sits on Mondays and Thursdays. So did someone undo that? Ha'idna, Iika, the Gemara says, Iika batidin kavum ha'idna, koidim tzadanas Ezra ishnas b'chayim. Like, what happened? Ezra said Mondays and Thursdays. Did someone undo that? Did someone undo that? What does that mean? Like, Bezdin has to sit. They have to sit there, twiddle their thumbs, and wait. They should wait until someone comes. Oh, so the shaila is Bizman Hazeh. I don't know if the kasha shver bechlal. Bizman Avigal Bezdin. Limashal. According to the sheet that says the whole reason why Ezra did it is because. What was the first shot we said? Zilzul and Sefer Torah. Do we take Sefer Torah as the Bezdin nowadays? No, we don't do that anymore. So the whole Takana of Ezra is not relevant, Bechlal. We don't really have a real Bezdin today. Real Bezdin is Smuchim. Smuchim means that they have a certain Smicha. What we call Smicha nowadays is not real Smicha. This was something which gave you the ability to kill. License to kill is Smicha. That was Bezdin, right? And they had the ability to, we don't have that anymore. We don't do Knas anymore. Bezdin nowadays is like, it still has a certain degree of clout, but nowhere near what the original Bezdin was. So maybe that's not, but in the times of the Gemara, where Bezdin did have clout, so then how did this happen? How is Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak saying that Bezdin's sitting every day? I don't know the answer to this question 100%. So I'll tell you what Reb Shlomo Menachem Wolglin just said, and it's Meduyik and Rashi and Tosfos, and I'm not going into it right now. And this is what I thought also, maybe. The Gemara does not mean that we're reverting to Bezdin sitting sporadically. The Gemara means, Bizman Hazeh, if Bezdin sits Mondays, every Monday and Thursday, plus every Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. If Bezdin decides to sit more than Takana says, can they do that?
Yes.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, do you have access to Bezdin every day now? Is it identical to what was before the Takanas Ezra? No. Before the Takanas Ezra, what was?
Random.
Sporadic, random, inefficient. I don't know if we could just go back to that. Bezdin has to keep up with the standard that Ezra was misakin. Who could undo it? I'm not sure. I don't know. But maybe, in Achanami, but we got to such an issue where there are so many Batei Dinim, so many Din Torahs that we're sitting every single day. Can they sit every day? Is that a stira? Are they undoing Ezra's Takana by sitting every day? No. Why? Was Ezra's Takana Monday and Thursday and not Sunday and Wednesday? Or you have to sit Monday and Thursday? Did he say you can't sit Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday? He didn't say that.
It's a minimum, not a maximum.
Kipshuto, he's stelling a minimum. It's meduyik that way, Dafka and Tosfos. I don't want to go into exactly where. But I think it's Meduyik Dafka in the last places. But I don't know what the answer to that question is. But we have another question over here, which is on the Takana of our Mishnah. And here there's Rishonim that speak about, Achronim and Rishonim, which is, if the Takana is Ezra's bottle, so we say nowadays women can sit any day. But what about the Takana of Isha Nises B'Yoyim Haravi? There's a Takana. The Mishnah says a woman gets married on Wednesday. So comes along with Shmuel Yitzchak and he says no. Shmuel Yitzchak is a Tana or an Amira? An Amira. The Mishnah is a Tana. Where do you get the right, the license, or obviously I don't mean this, the audacity to come across and say that the Chana of the Mishnah is not relevant anymore? Who do you think you are? Obviously that's not true, but I mean, something's got to be going on over here. Let's see it inside of Rabbi Yashav. I want to show you this kasha, Rabbi Yisai, and I need you to live this kasha. We gave this out yesterday, not today's Rabbi Yashav, yesterday's Mara Makoimis. I'm just going to read a little bit inside, and then I'm going to go off on my own because I like my mashal. It's a little bit easier for us to relate to. Lechoiro kasha. Now I asked you a different question. The Takana of Ezra, was that batel or not? But I'm trying to get around, wiggle around, it's not really batel. But he's asking the Takana of our Mishnah, who made the Takana of our Mishnah batel? Who's the one that got up and said, you don't have to keep the Takana of our Mishnah? What's his name? Anyone? Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak. Reb Shmuel Yitzchak said, if Bizman Hazeh, Bezdin sits every day, you can shelve the Takana of getting married on Wednesday, forget getting married on Wednesday. How can he do that? Echnis batla Takana. Hakaimalon. The Afilu nisbatal hatam. Loi batla Takana. Voice say, let's say it in my Lashon, if you don't mind. There's a Sibas Hatakana. And then there's a geder of the Takana. Chazal shtel the veka Takana. Don't ask me why. Because the why and the what don't always align perfectly. Chazal said get married on Wednesday. Period. Finito. No questions asked. And once Chazal made a takana, even if the reason that you understood is not relevant, you got to keep to that takana. Even if it's nisbatal hatam, like but la takana. Imloy shebitlu bezdin. If a bezdin got up and said, you know what, there was a takana 100 years ago, and we decided we want to be mevatel that takana, rescind that takana, they can, under certain conditions. But Bezdin has to get up and break it. If you don't break it, the takana continues. Even if the reason for the takana is not relevant anymore, and I'm going to prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. In the times when when Chazal were Koivea, the Nusach of Tvila. So people would travel by horse and buggy, by donkey. And for that reason, they made the bracha of the same Tal Umatar only on Zayin Cheshvan. Why Zayin Cheshvan? The reason is because we don't want to ask for rain when people are traveling. It's going to rain on their heads. So we want to wait for everyone to get back from Aliyah L'Regel. Everyone is converging on Yerushalayim. And in order for everyone to get back, it'll take us 2 weeks from the end of the Regel. If you Cheshvan Tashlumen and we travel 2 weeks, you have to give them 2 weeks. So therefore, until Zayim Cheshvan, we don't ask for rain. We say Mashi Baruch Hamad Hageshem, that's not a Bakasha, it's just a Shevach of Hashem. We don't ask for rain until everyone can get home. And Boy Said, does that make any sense? Is that relevant today? Why is that not relevant? Two reasons. First of all,
there's no regal
anymore. There's no Aliyah regal. You know, not everyone has to come to Yerushalayim. Some people have a minute to come to Yerushalayim. It's a nice thing to come to Yerushalayim. Okay, it's good for the economy. But lemaisa, there's no chiyuv to come to Yerushalayim. And even if you want to say, okay, but people are coming. It doesn't take anybody a week to get home nowadays. No one travels by horse and buggy. No one travels by donkey. It takes a maximum a day, 2 days if you have a stopover. Okay, so why are we waiting until Zayin Cheshvan? It makes no sense. What's the answer? Takana is in place unless someone gets up and is mevatel it. So then the takana is in place. So why aren't Chazal mevatel it? I'll tell you why. In order to mevatel the takana, you have to be bigger than the original Bezdin in numbers and also in wisdom. So who's got the guts to get up and say, okay, I know the takana, I'm smarter than the people who made the takana, and I've got more members of my bezdin, and we're going to be about to live. Not me, and not anyone else alive today. So that takana of Mashavuach, of St. Talmudur will stay forever until Mashiach comes. Guaranteed. Forever. So, same thing over here. You have a takana in the Mishnah. Besula nisis liyayim hayravi. She gets married on Wednesday. Why? Don't ask me why. The takana's in place. Comes over, Shmuel Yisrael says, no, being that now Bezdin doesn't sit anymore on Mondays and Wednesdays, Bezdin's sitting every day, you can get married whenever you want. Ooh, how'd you do that? You're bigger than the Mishnah? I don't think he's saying that. Says Rabbi Yoshev, it's mashma that it's nisbatel me'elav. But no one is mevatel the takana. How did this happen? Yes, Dovi.
I think it makes sense to say
let's get straight. The takana of Ezra was a minimum of sitting on Mondays and Thursdays.
Is it because
the takana of Ezra is a minimum? Hold on. The takana of our Mishnah is getting married on Wednesday as a minimum or exclusive. When the Mishnah said you can get married on Wednesday, it mean only Wednesday?
Yeah.
So and now you're allowing people to get married other days. You're going against the takana. Okay, but the takana was Wednesday. Don't. You're now talking about the why. The takana was get married on Wednesday. How did you do that? Takana was in the time of takana. Were you allowed to get married on Tuesday? No. So how are you allowing someone to get married on Tuesday? Takana is only Wednesday. Two answers in the Rishonim Achronim. First is the Ritva's answer. We gave it out yesterday. Everybody, let's see it inside. It is a beauty. The back of the Maramah coming together. Yes, the Yika, but they didn't kavuim ha'id na pirish. Haka mashmalon, zok the heilige Ritva. The afal gav, the dover sheven minyan, tzorach minyan acher latiroi. If you have 10 chachamim getting up and saying something is a takana, you need another, at least 10 to take it down or more. In other words, you have to break it. How did this takana all of a sudden evaporate? Shiny hacha. Our case is different. Comes along the Ritva and says, Eilachanami Saint Talumatar, the time is not, it does not exist. Do you still have to say it? Yes. This is an exception to the rule. Shiny Hacha. Timei Ikra Kishenisnis Mishnosenu Aldas Ke Nishnis. When the Mishnah was originally learnt and taught, it was taught Aldas Kein. Meikara, this was the Mishnah. The Chiika Batedinim de Kvuyim Bechol Yoim. The Lahadar Dina Kedemeikara. This Takana was made with a clause. What's the clause? You have to get married on Wednesday? As long as Bezdin only sits on Monday and Thursday. What happens if Bezdin is sitting more than Monday and Thursday? Does anyone else have to be Mevatalit? It will self-destruct. The Takana will self-destruct. So did Shmuel Bar Yitzchak get up and say that the Takana is battle? No, he's just saying, being that nowadays Bez not sinning every day, so the Takana self-destructed, because this Takana was built with a clause to it that you married on Wednesday only if normal Takanas, you have a gather of a Takana alone. Over here, somehow we know, and that's my next question, that the Sivas Takana is tied in with the gather of the Takana. And if the reason is no longer valid, the takana is gone. That's what the Ritva says. Shaini hacha, t'mei ikra kishenisnis mishnasenu, when the Mishnah was taught, when the takana was put in place. Al das kein nishnis. That's the way it was taught. T'chi ikra, but din kuvim b'choyom
l'hadra. Let's say there was a time, let's say there was a tefillah between Monday and Thursday and every day, where they would sit for one other day, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Someone would have the takana. Excellent question.
There's another question. There's going to be a bunch of very interesting questions. A question is, what happens if it would revert back to Monday and Thursday? Would the Takana refresh?
Yeah,
same type
it's
of
question.
Could be. It could be the Takana is like still. I don't. We'll see. Maybe, or maybe the Takana is already. It already self-destructed. I'm not sure. We'll see. Hold on. Rabbi, I want to ask you a different question. Where did Shmuel Bar Yitzchak get this from? Shmuel is saying, I'm not being mevatel the Takana. They were mevatel their own Takana. They put a clause in. Who said? The Mishnah says? Where do you see it in the Mishnah? It's in the Mishnah. Says Dovi, it has to be somewhere embedded in a code in the Mishnah. Because or else, Shmuel Yitzchak, this wasn't like Ruach HaKodesh. So where did he get it from? Mati, where did he get it from? Mati Givaldi. We were medayik in the Rashi on the very beginning of the Mishnah. Rashi says, what does Rashi want with the words Kidemefarish Taima? We don't even know what he's talking about. Does he mean the time in the Mishnah, the time in the Gemara? It can't mean the time in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah tells you the time. What do you have to tell me Kidemefarish Taima? I mean, that's like, it's right there. And it can't mean the Gemara, because it means the Gemara should say Kidemefarish Taima. The Gemara. So what is Rashi doing? We said a vart. Rashi means to say that Rashi's telling us the Takana of our Mishnah is unique. That the Takana is hinged on the taima. It's kidim mefarish taima. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means to say, if there's no longer the taima, there's no longer the takana. This ritva. That's what Rashi means, kidim mefarish taima. Why is the Gemara telling us the reason? Tell me halacha. Mishnah's telling me halachas. Mishnah's telling, the reason is because the Mishnah is telling us the takana is dependent on this. This is part of the takana. It's a chelik of the takana, the tam. Takana has a clause in it. The clause is, as long as Bezdin's sitting on every day. Bezdin's not sitting, Takana's not there. Half love a fella. You find them for me. Later, you find them for me. And we'll discuss them. Chassam Sofer has a different mahalach, Rabbi say. We're going to have two different mahalachim, and I'm going to show you where the Chassam Sofer is in the Rishonim. Chassam Sofer says, Gar Lamdish! He says like this. Everybody say this is very, very lundish. Are you ready? Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer. Vosa gewende takone. Herzu, my friends. Vosa gewende takone. Yaakov, you're going to like this. It's lundish. What was the takone originally? A besula should get married on Wednesday? Or maybe something else?
Maybe the takana mitchilu is not what day the basula should get married on, but a basula should get married on the day before Bezdin. That was the takana. So if Bezdin sits today every day, so is it the pshat that the takana is not valid? Takana is not relevant? The takana is no longer exists? Or the pshat is, Sehez the kiyum of the takana! I'm being makayim the takana!
Yeah, but that's you interpreting the takana into your own words.
Okay, again, we have to figure out how they interpret it. What he's saying is, the pshat is, this is the takana gufa. The takana is that each has to sit before Yeshiva's bezin. So they are, they're being makayim the takana. You asked me a question. How could you be about the takana? I'm not being about the takana. Let's see the Chassam Sofer inside. Rabbi Yisai, beautiful lumdis in this in the Chassam Sofer. See where I have it. Here it is. It's the Chassam Sofer after the brackets. V'inami yesh loymar. Inami yesh loymar. Me oilam loytiknu shatinase isha birvi. That was never their takana in the first place, that a woman should get married on Wednesday. Ela shetinase liyoyim liyoylam biyoyim shelemacharosay kvi bezdin. Get married the day before bezdin sits. That was the takana. Even mishas the mishnah. V'im kain b'makoyim shebezdin kavuin b'chol yoyim. This is b'chol yoyim. V'loy me'akon takana rishoyin aklal. It's not me'akon takana at all. So let's say like this. According to the Chassam Sofer, let's say we would revert back to Bezdin sitting only on Mondays and Thursdays. For sure we'd go back. For sure we'd go back. Why? Because we never makan the takana. Takana isn't temporarily anything. It's a kiyum of the takana. According to the Ritva, we're saying the takana had a clause. Once that clause came, so now the takana doesn't exist. Are you makan the takana nowadays? No. When Chassam Sofer, you makan the takana nowadays? Yes. It's a kiyum of the takana nowadays.
Okay.
Maybe. So then you could have a clear as the takana gemini choyzer v'neir. You could clear that. But I'll give you another diak in the Gemara. I want to make a diak in the Gemara like the Ritva. Read the Gemara with me, you guys. I want someone to be mechaven to the diak. You ready? Let's read the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Hachikama. I'm 3 lines from the bottom. I want to mechavin to the diik if it's meduik like the Ritva like the Chassam Sofer. Hachi kamar, iika batei dinim dekvuyim haidna kikoydem takanas Ezra isha nisus b'chol yom. What is kikoydem takanas Ezra? If you say like the Chassam Sofer, does this have anything to do with kikoydem takanas Ezra?
No.
No. No. It's nothing to do with Kainim Takan. Kainim Takan is Ezra. There was no time that you should sit. Like the Ritva, what happens when Bezdin sits on every day? It's like the Takana never existed. It's Kikoidim Takanas Ezra. Takana's gone. It's gone. Like Sam Sofer, there's still a Takana in place. Takana's still here.
It's not Shver.
I'm just bringing out that according to the pshat of the Ritva, it's mamish. We're back to Kodem Takanas Ezra. According to the Ritva, we're not back there. I'll tell you nafgamina as follows. Is the Takana in place today? What would you say? According to Chassam Sofer?
Yeah.
Yes. According to the Ritva? No. So I ask you a question. Why don't we get married nowadays on Mondays and Thursdays?
Just so we add it on.
What? Why? So, you know what the Ran says? The Ran says, because it's not relevant. Because we get married, we have Kedushin and Nisun on the same day. We have Kedushin and Nisun on the same day. So is there any chashash? There's nothing to be chashash. There's no reason for the takana of Bizman Hazeh. So don't even bother talking to me about it. No reason for the takana. We care about the reason of the takana. Toisvis seems to struggle with. How can we get married? What about Bezdin? What's going on? What about Yeshiva's Bezdin? What's Toysa's struggle? Because Toysa's holds, we are Makayim the Takana nowadays. So how can you get married on Friday? It's not the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. Is that the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin Friday? No. Bezdin doesn't sit on Shabbos. So how do you get married on Friday? Because the Takana's battle. What do you mean how do you get married today? Takana's battle. So you see that Toysa seems to learn that even Bizman HaZeh, we have a Shaila. How could you get married the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin?
Tosfos isn't asking how you get married on any day but Wednesday, because he's saying that Friday is supposed to be a kiyum of the day before Yeshiva's medicine. You're saying you have a kiyum of the takona. How is it Friday? It's kiyum of the takona. No one sits on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, don't worry about it. You can gather together three people. You can sit on Shabbos. We'll make a Shabbos. We'll make Yeshiva's medicine on Shabbos also. We can do it fine. The Ran says, no kasha. There's no takona anymore. Takona doesn't exist.
So on Monday, she's still getting married on Thursday then.
What do you mean? Toisus Lishitasoi. Could say Toisus Lishitasoi holds, that's why Amana still get married on Thursday. We said Toisus is still handling Amana getting. Toisus says, why is Absul getting married on Wednesday? She should get married on Thursday. Why is she married on Thursday? Because Takana of Amana is still there. Because we only made the Takana because of Besula, but Takana still exists. Because we didn't take off Besula. You could say, but Lamaisa Besula can get married on any day. So.
We don't do a Bezin on Shabbos.
What?
We don't do a Bezin on Shabbos for Chabura.
Yeah, so the question is what Tosis means. But Tosis says you could gather together three people, it's like a Bezin. As much as that's the closest to Bezin.
No, you're never going to be able to. You're never going to have to because there's
because you don't do the. You're not boil on Shabbos. You're boil the same boil Friday before Shabbos.
That was something not a problem with what we were saying before.
That's not.
What?
That was very nice. You know, we think we know the reason why they made it to Kanda. It's like. We're taking it now. We're like, oh, so because it's a day before Bezin, so now that it's every day, so
it's not the reason they made the takana. That was the getter of the takana. I'm not saying the reason. We're saying there's the siba and the getter. The siba is tanis Bezin. The getter was get married the day before Bezin. I'm getting married the day before Bezin. That's the getter.
Siba and getter. But what was the takana? The takana was Monday Thursday.
No, it wasn't. The takana was get married the day before Bezin. That's the way the Chassam Sofer seems to learn. Okay, you could ask the question, which I think Avigdor is really trying to grasp at, is like. How do we know that? How did Shmuel Ben Yitzchak know that? That's what he was saying before. Like, where'd you get that from? Who said? It doesn't sound like that in the Mishnah. It sounds like since the MRV. So how do we know that that's the case? That maybe we'll have to try to figure out. But let's do the next line of the Gemara. We say we're going to see an unbelievable pshat l'shitasam. You listen up, my friend. Here he goes. Okay, we forgot about shaktu. Well, hello, what happened to Shachtu? You can get married any day? Okay, I understand why you don't have to get married only on Wednesday. You can get married any day. Shachtu's trying to knock out which days?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So maybe you can get married on Wednesday. Maybe you can get married Thursday, I get it, Friday, okay, whatever. You have other issues with Friday, but I understand. But what about Shachtu? So the Gemara, the Tarachle. The Tarachle. What does the Tarachle mean?
He hustled.
Rashi says, what's the shaktu? She be toireach besuda shloisha yom. We saw a shaktu already. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Have to see. Rashi seems to like telling us again what the shaktu we're referring to is. We'll see. Says Rashi, the tarachle im tarach lefnei hashabbos v'tiken tzorchei hasuda koinza be'echad b'shabbos. Now, if you remember correctly, and we gave out the Rebbe Yoshev, I have a few more if anyone didn't get. Anyone needs the new Rebbe Yoshev? Anyone didn't get? We spoke about this back on that Beis Amud Aleph that. The Ran takes a major yesod from our Gemara. Says the Ran, in the time of the Mishnah, do you have to get married only on Wednesday? Or can you hustle and get married on Sunday? Says the time of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Vesula nesis li yoyim harevi. Says the Ramban, in the time of the Mishnah, you can get married on Sunday. If you hustle. Where do I get that from? Says the Gemara. Shachtu, why don't we get married on Sunday? Because of Shachtu, but Shachtu is Tarachle. Tarachle works. Says the Ran, that's why the Mishnah never told you the reason for Shachtu. Why did the Mishnah tell you the reason? Because the reason is negotiable. The whole Sunday is negotiable. In theory, says the Ramban, can you get married on Sunday in the time of the Mishnah? Yeah. Yes. Yes, you can. That's the Shita of the Ramban.
That's why it's not in the Mishnah.
That's why it's not in the Mishnah. You have to be Tarach. If you're Tarach, you took care of Takanas Bnei Yisrael, you're good to go. The Shita, the Rashash, and the Rebbe Yoshev, Medayik from Rashi, not like that.
Okay, the Rabbi Yosha is really just quoting the Shita. But look in Rashi. Rashi says it's Tarach. Then you can get married on Sunday or Monday. Monday? How can you get married on Monday? What about Tainas Besulim? What about Tainas Besulim? Besdin sits only on Mondays and Thursdays. So how can you get married on Monday? The answer is because Rashi is talking about a time when Besdin sits b'chol yayim. Why is Rashi talking about that time? Says the Shita Mekubetzes and the Rashash, and I want you to understand this clearly. I'm going to try to explain it to you. The Gemara only says Tarach Le works when Besdin sits every day. Because the Tainus Besulim part of the Mishnah is no longer relevant. So now Shaktu can be averted through B'de Tarach. But in the time of the Mishnah, where we made a takana to get married on Wednesday, if you hustle your muscle, you still can't get married on Sunday. Why not? Because the Mishnah says, Besula Nises Liyoyim Haravi. Finished. I hustled. I don't care what you did. Besula Nises Liyoyim Haravi. This is a machloikas. Rashi and Ramban. Ramban says, no, even the time of the Mishnah. You want to get married on Sunday, you get married on Sunday. The Shaktu is not written in the Mishnah for that reason. We're coming to show you Shaktu is a little bit lower tier. It's like tier 2 takana. It's not a full takana. And Rashi says, no, it's not true. In the time of the Mishnah, you need to get married on Wednesday. Why doesn't it say Shaktu in the Mishnah? I'll give you a different reason. I got a great reason why it doesn't say Shaktu. You know why? We don't want people to be mezalzel. We don't want people to say, it's for fancy weddings. We don't need fancy weddings. We'll do takana weddings. We'll have some berekas and schnitzel and chalt. Everything's going to be fine. We don't want them to know why we don't want them to get married on Sunday. But maybe it is makif, says Rashi. Yes, you cannot also. We will not live. The Chachamim said, married on Wednesday, married on Wednesday. Finished. What's with the Gemara? Gemara says you could be Tarech. Gemara is only talking about when anyway the takana of the Mishnah has been compromised. Because we're anyway talking about it, we're Besdin Yoshim Mechol Yoyim. Once Besdin Yoshim Mechol Yoyim, now what? Now Isha doesn't have to get married only on Mondays and Wednesdays. Once that's true, so now Shaktu, you could already do whatever. You could do this trick with Shaktu. Is it clear the machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam? There's a machloikis here. Rabbi Yosha spells it out clearly over here in the Ha'oris. Rabbi Yosha, we gave it out. I'd like to explain the machlekes as follows. Machlekes l'shitasam as follows. I'll start here. According to the Chassam Sofer, what's the takana of our Mishnah? Day before Besdin. So I have a question for you. In the time of the Mishnah, why can't you get married on Sunday? Why can't you get married on Sunday? But the takana was to get married the day before Besdin.
There's another reason.
Just the Mishnah
says. What? There's another reason. Or, in other words, I would say a little bit more Lundish, there's another takana. According to the Chassam Sofer, you have to say there are two standalone takanas, and never the twine shall meet. The two takanas. Takana of Tainus Besulim is what? According to Chassam Sofer, get married the day before Besdin. And the takana of Shaktu is 3 days. Those two takanas are not connected. They're two separate takanas. So do I care if one takana is compromised? Does that affect the other takana?
Absolutely
not. So if I see in the Gemara that I can be tarach in order not to mekayim shaktu, so does it make a difference if it's the time of the Mishnah or not the time of the Mishnah? The shaktu is the same. What are you saying? You're saying that but not the time of the Mishnah, you can get married every day. So what? Let me say it even better. According to the Chassam Sofer, have we compromised the takana of our Mishnah b'zman hazeh? Are we still being mekayim takana of the Mishnah?
Yes,
so it hasn't even been compromised. The takana of the Mishnah is in place. So why is Shaktu any different b'zman hazeh than it was in the time of the Mishnah? It's identical. First of all, Shaktu is its own takana. Second of all, the takana of the Mishnah is anyway being mekayim. So there's no difference if the Gemara says that Tarach Le works. It makes a difference between the Mishnah and not between the Mishnah. According to Chassam Sofer, it's identical. However, if you learn like the Ritva, what did the Ritva say? He said, no, Bizman Hazeh, the Takana is battle. B'zman Hazeh, there is no more takana of the Mishnah. And the takana of the Mishnah was not get married the day before she was married. The takana of the Mishnah was get married on Wednesday. So B'zman Hazeh, I understand you could use the knech of Tarachle. But the time of the Mishnah said get married on Wednesday. What are you doing? I'm Tarachle. I don't care you're Tarachle. We care about the reason for the takana? No. The takana is get married on Wednesday. Period. So if you're not getting married on Wednesday, so then you can't do it. L'choira, Rashi l'shitasai. The Rashi holds the takana was Wednesday. When Bezdin is Yoshim B'chol Yom, so then you have a clause which explodes the takana. The takana is not here anymore. Boom, no more takana. Ishtin is B'chol Yom. I understand that. That's Gishmak. But Bezman the takana, what does Tarachle help? What does it help? Isha nisis besula nisis liyam haravi. Period. Says Rashi, you're right, it doesn't help. It's only bizman that there's no more takana. It's half of a fella. Chesky, did you file that?
Who canceled the takana of Shogu?
What?
Who canceled the takana of Shogu?
So hold on a second. So we have a different question, which is going to be an interesting question. Is, I don't know if we canceled the takana. What do you mean by that? Oh, because the takana was, I want you to flip your question inside out. The takana was get married on Wednesday. That takana is gone. I'll say it this way. What was the ikur of the takana? Let's say what was the ikur of the takana? Tainus besulim or shaktu? Let's say it's tainus besulim. Let's just say. So now the tainus besulim is out, and shaktu is just there, just kind of like also as a
takana.
What?
Takana.
It's not its own takana. Yeah. But then we have a different question, Mati. I would ask a different question, which is the same question as you, but I'm asking a little differently. What does the Gemara want with Bein and Shaktu? The Takana's over. The Takana's gone. I'm asking Mati's question, kind of. If the Takana's gone, so then what's the question of Shaktu? And the Takana's not gone, so then how does Tarachle help? You're saying Tarachle, we're saying in Rashi, and this is the Rashash and the Shita, let's get it clear. Rashi holds Tarachle only helps now that the takana is no longer in place. Now, if shaktu is part of that takana, so then the whole thing's not in place. So what are you even bothered by shaktu for? And if shaktu is still in place, then who cares that the other takana is not around anymore? But shaktu is still around. So what's? It seems like the Gemara is saying shaktu is still here, kind of. Shaktu is still here, kind of.
It's here, but it's not a takana.
Maybe that's a little bit. It's still a thing. We'll see what.
It's not an effect.
It has to be somewhat an effect. Because we're not the kasha. What's the question? Abin and shaktu. Maybe that's why Rashi emphasizes abin and shaktu shei tarech masuda shloshi yami. Doesn't mean the takana of shaktu. Takana of shaktu is gone. That's out the window with the takana of tainus besulim. The takana is gone. But lemaisa. Come on, Lamaisa, it's still a thing.
I could say takana is like
it's still a thing.
It was just an Eitzah Tova.
What? What'd you say?
If the takana's gone, then it's not still a thing. The takana's gone.
No, it's still a thing. Good question. Rabbi said, I want to show you. It's a good question. Let's turn the page. Let's turn the page for a second. The Gemara says, my shaktu. What's the question? Rashi says, what do you mean, my shaktu? We saw shaktu already. What do you mean, my shaktu? Didn't we see shaktu? Says the Pnei Yeshua. It's not Rashi's pshat. We'll see why. I know about the takana of shaktu, but who said shaktu's still a thing? You hear me, Rami? Who said it's still a thing? If the takana's gone, the shaktu. Oh, where'd you get this shaktu thing? He's saying, listen, the fact that shaktu is a takana, we saw that already. Anyone remember where we saw shaktu as part of the takana? Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Tanasi Bechol Shabbos Shaktu. Okay, I got it. So Shaktu is part of the Takana. But who said Shaktu is a thing? If the Takana is Batal, where did you get that from? Where did you get the thing from? That's the way Pnei Yeshua learns, and we'll see why Rashi doesn't learn that way. But that makes says the Pnei Yeshua. I don't know why Rashi doesn't learn that way. I mean, that makes sense according to what Rashi's saying. It's perfect in Rashi. No, it's Rashi saying, listen, the Takana is gone, but it's still a thing, Shaktu. So being on Shaktu, the Tarachle. Tarachle will help on the thing, on the idea, the ideal, the thought of the purpose of shaktu take care of the shaktu, but the takana would have been a takana, but the takana is not here anymore. So who said we have to worry about the thing of shaktu? We have to see how we get to that. More later on.
The takana is strong. There's no takana shaktu.
Shaktucham Knois Panis is
Israel. I'm saying so. There was never.
Yeah, but it's not. It's saying now. It's not a tefillah. It's just a thing.
It was never.
We're gonna see how we get. We're gonna see where do we get it from. Where does the thing come from? We'll see. But that's the way it seems that we can learn according to Rashi. That enachanami bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh. Is there a real shaktu bizman hazeh?
No.
Do you have to be tereach 3 days? Yes. Why?
Do it in one day.
It's still a thing. Whatever that, it sounds. Whatever. It's still you have to be tereach. It's still a thing. But it's not a takana. And this is how what we used to answer Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says if the 12 months falls out on Sunday, you have to feed her. Why do you have to feed her? What about Shaktu? Or Monday? The Rambam says Sunday, not because Gzer Shem Yishchot Benoif, but Monday, what about Shaktu? The Gemara says that Achshav Shashaninu Shaktu, Oysu Shashaninu, Igiyaz Man Bechad Meshabiz, Betoch Shein Yochel Lechnas, Eino Mayelo Mezonis. The Gemara says you don't have to feed her because of Shaktu. That's only in the time of the Mishnah. In the time of the Mishnah, do you have the option of being Toireach and getting married on Sunday anyway? So is it any way humanly possible for you to get married on Sunday in the time of the Mishnah according to Rashi? No. So do you have to give her Mezonos? No. But in the time of the Rambam, when Besula Nisseis, when Bezmans Yoshim Mechol Yoim, and now there's no longer the Takana Besula Siyam Ervi, and the Chanami Shaktu is still in place as a thing, but can he hustle and get married on Sunday if he wants to? Yes. So does he have to feed her Mezonos if it falls out on Sunday? Yes. Yes. Yeah. We'll do tomorrow, Beis Hashem. We're going to try to finish the sugi here. The Gemara says, "My shaktu," says the Gemara, the Tanya. Rashi says, "My shaktu." Heichon shaninu shaktu. Where did we learn shaktu? The makshin on lahacha that we're asking the question. Rashi's bothered by where'd you get shaktu from? What do you mean where'd you get it from? We saw it in that Beis Amaral. Says Rashi, "I mishum de amar Shmuel la'el." Shmuel said it before in that Beis Amaral. Lesnan lasuve minei la'amayra achrina. You can't ask from Shmuel on a different amayra. No. That's not fair. It's not a kasha. Amayras basically are on the same playing field, right? You can ask from an Amora. Who could you ask from to on an Amora? On a Tana, on a Mishnah. Shaninu, where do we see a Mishnah? You're right, we saw it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. But who said it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Shmuel. Shmuel's an Amora. Who's saying it over here? Rab Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Not the same person. This is Rab Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. That was Shmuel. But I'm not going to ask Kasha on an Amora from an Amora. So the question was, my Shaktu wasn't just, what is Shaktu? Question was, where did you see Shaktu? I know what you mean, Shaktu. I got it. I heard it from Shmuel, but Shmuel's not enough of a source. It's not enough of a source to ask Akasha. You can't ask Akasha on a Ritva from a Ramban. You can ask Akasha on a Ritva from a Gemara. Because Ritva and Ramban are contemporaries. You can't ask Akasha from a Pnei Yeshua on a Chedush Yerim. They're contemporaries. They're able to argue. Do you have Akasha on Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak from Shaktu of Shmuel? Okay, that's what Shmuel holds. I hold differently. You got a problem with that? We don't ask from Amoyeris. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi's learning my Shaktu is where did you get it from? And don't tell me from Shmuel because it's Amoyer. So because David is bothered, we've asked questions from Amoyer to Amoyer before in our parak, on our page. Tav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rava said in the Ika D'Amri, the Chain Linyan Gittin, that Yesh Onis Begittin. We asked from Shmuel, it says Ein Onis Begittin. That's also Shmuel. And Rava, and this is Shmuel by Yitzchak. What's the difference? This Amor or that Amor? How does Hashem continue with that and more, hopefully.